The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A fast-growing Wichita church is moving to an East Side shopping center in the midst of its own new chapter. 5 years after husband and wife, John and Stephanie Morris, launched Vima Church, they have signed a lease at Huntley Yards, formerly known as Brittany Center, located up the southeast corner of 21st and Woodlawn. The church is moving into 29,000 square feet of the former Vasa Fitness space, which became a Genesis Health Club's location before closing in 2023. John Morris, lead pastor, said after a challenging start for Vima at the beginning of the pandemic, says things have really taken off for our church. The congregation has grown from 450 now up to 600 people within the last year. It's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
There's more and more of those, it seems to me, kind of a small shopping centers and places like that. Now, this place that they're talking about, that would be pretty close to where we used to have our studios, right? Southeast corner, 21st and Woodlawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be right
Brittany
there.
Center complex. Yep.
It's one of the places where we had a radio station where we operated for, how many years were we there? Do you remember?
15-ish?
Yeah.
That sound right?
Started out, you started out at 27th and what?
37th and
37th
Woodlawn.
37th and Woodlawn.
And, I'm sorry, 37th and Hillside.
Right. And
up by Channel 12.
That's where I first went to work at KNSS, and you as well. And then after a few years there, we went over to 21st and Woodlawn. I don't remember all. We were shuffling radio stations at the time. And there was a sale, and two stations went here, and the other one went there. Mm-hmm. So we came there, and it was right in front of the building was our studio. They put us right up front. So that the first thing you saw when you were coming up to the door was you saw us on the air, if you were at that time of day. You remember that?
Yes.
Of course, when we first got there, they put us in a studio in the back.
We couldn't be further away from the front door when
our console was on a door on a couple of sawhorses.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, really made us feel welcome.
Yeah, and our show at that time, we did a lot of phone work, right? We had no phone.
They didn't give us a phone.
No. That was some crummy times.
Yeah, it was.
Not
going to
mention the name of the manager who was just a kind of a jerk. Really? And there were people there who said,
they didn't want us there. They made that perfectly clear.
There were people there who just treated us like, I've never been treated like that in radio. Because most of the time in radio, we're all radio people and we all pretty much get along. But there was a couple of people there didn't want us there at all.
Nope.
And made it obvious. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're still on the radio and they're gone. Right. And then we came over here a few years ago and we've been doing swell, right?
I tell you, there's a lot of empty buildings at the Brittany Center these days.
Yeah. Oh,
a lot of people have moved out.
I've been kind of dragging this morning. I didn't drink any coffee, and all of a sudden a while ago I said, I got to get some prairie fire going here.
Oh, I see you're loaded up now.
And now I'm starting to get a little energy back.
Well, there you go.
You know how it is with me. I got to have several cups of coffee every morning.
Well,
so the prairie fire coffee is what we do, and there it is.
There it is.
I confess.
You're all stimulated now.
All stimulated. Won't be able to sleep for a couple of days.
We want you to make it through the 8 o'clock hour.
We got to get through the 8 o'clock hour.
Exactly. And prairie fire coffee will do the job.
We got a big weekend coming up. We got a lot of excitement. When's the last time you were invited to a Super Bowl watch party, or have you ever been?
Can't remember. It's been 20 years maybe or longer.
Yeah. I'd say at least for me. I mean, the doggone thing, the Super Bowl usually lasts till the evening, and I'm going to stay at somebody's house, carousing, eating things, and getting sick, and I'll just stay home. Too much excitement for me. All right, haven't been invited this year, that's for sure. But anyway, a lot of people are going to have a party, I'm sure. We used to have a receptionist here. Bless her heart, she took off every Super Bowl Monday. She knew she was going to party.
She knew her gas tank would be empty come Monday morning, so she planned ahead.
Hey, and we knew it was going to happen. So, okay, we'll get along without you. People plan ahead for that sort of stuff. All right, let's see. Today
she was apparently going to parties that I did not get invited to.
Oh, yeah. She always went, we weren't in her circle. Today is National Frozen Yogurt Day.
Okay.
Recognizes a sweet frozen dessert that has gone from fad status to staple freezer item in a few decades. Frozen yogurt. What is that? What's the difference between that and frozen custard? remember, I've just first thing I thought about is, that reminds me of my good our good friend Freddie. Freddie Simon, who, of course, founded Freddie's. Custard and steak burger.
He came up the recipe for the frozen custard.
Yeah. And he was a huge Stephen Ted listener.
Yes.
Every time he had a birthday, he'd bring us a treat.
I know. He would show up on his birthday and bring us some frozen custard.
I love that. Great guy. And his sons are too terrific, too. And Freddie's is doing well. So there you go.
I believe the anniversary of his 100th birthday is coming up.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, this year.
I'd have some frozen custard. And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Weekend almost here. How you guys doing?
Doing fine.
Good.
Haven't even slipped off a highway today.
Yeah. I figured you might have had a hangover after a National Weather Person's Day yesterday.
Yeah,
I'm sure you were partying all day.
Party, 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 yeah.
Well, maybe next Monday morning after that big game. We'll see. I'm just kidding. No, but what Jad mentioned, yeah, two things. Number one, yeah, definitely not going to be as slick as early yesterday morning. A great thing for drivers and commuters to start off the day. And number two, despite some fog being around the Wichita area, even as we speak, it's in the process of lifting. So all the way through late morning, as that fog continues to lift, we may still be dealing with a mostly cloudy sky, but those clouds eventually breaking apart, giving way to a sunny afternoon, high of 48 degrees with a northerly breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Back up to 49 tomorrow after a chilly start. Still breezy with winds up to 10 to 20 miles an hour. And it does look like we may kind of see clouds move back in, anywhere between a partly to mostly cloudy sky. Dry over the weekend, and out of our weekend, the colder day is going to be Sunday. So we'll be up to 52 Saturday, but then back down to 40 degrees on Sunday. Still anywhere between a partly to a mainly cloudy sky between both days. And then we'll need to watch out for some active weather, and temperatures only going to continue to drop from there after that big game Sunday evening. Getting into next week, going with a 20% chance of snow on Monday, cold high of 37 degrees, 30% chance of snow Tuesday, dropping even more, high of 29 degrees, staying below freezing through Wednesday, high of 27, with still around a 20% chance of snow. So once we get into next week, just a couple of quick takeaways. We'll need to make sure that we just, even now, plant the seed in the back of our minds. Plan on some slower travel due to that snow. And number two, still too early to talk amounts, but we'll get to that point here in the next few days. All right, right now we're at 34 degrees, overcast sky, north breeze, 17 miles an hour, making it feel like 23.
We don't have near the accidents this morning that we had yesterday, which had seemed like tons of them, people sliding off and spinning out. And I'm glad to see you made it to work okay and went home okay last night.
Yeah, smoother commute for a lot of us.
And did you? I know you celebrated National Weather Person's Day yesterday, right?
Yeah, I did. Where's my gift?
Hmm.
It all comes down to that.
Well, let us offer you our finest admiration for the job you do.
I'll take it. Thank you.
No money is coming, so. Thank you, Ronnell. Ronnell Williams with the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast here on the day after National Weather Person Day. We had a cloudy, as you know, a cloudy, drizzly day yesterday in Wichita with a high of 38 degrees, normal high 46.
One of those dreary days.
Yeah. This is the sixth day of February, and on this date in 2021, Old Man Winter went on a rampage and delivered the first of 12 consecutive days below freezing for most of the state of Kansas. A nice freeze wave?
Well, we pretty much had that this January. This was one of our 10 coldest Januaries we've ever had this year.
A lot of snow, too. All right, well, it has been warmer, and it's going to be warmer again here in a few hours. On this date in 1998, Washington National Airport was renamed Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, honoring the former president on his 87th birthday. Don't you know he had a good time with that?
Yeah, and there's, of course, half the people in Washington were grumbling about that.
Should have been named after a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, they got her done.